Earners, what's up? Look, I want to give y'all a little peek behind the curtain of producing Earn Your Leisure. It's a lot more than just sitting down and chatting. It involves meticulous planning, recording, editing, and then promoting each episode to ensure it reaches all of you. And if you picked up any of our merch, then you know there's a whole extra layer of logistics from inventory management to shipping. Running a podcast is like running a small business. And speaking of business, I know many of you entrepreneurs are involved in e-commerce. You understand how crucial it is to streamline operations and cut costs wherever possible. That's why I want to talk to you about ShipStation, the multi-carrier shipping solution that integrates seamlessly with all your online sales channels. It's all about optimizing your shipping, connecting with expert partners, and freeing up more of your time to focus on scaling your business. Now let's talk about our experience with ShipStation. This tool has been a game changer for us, especially with automating routine tasks. Being able to manage everything from one dashboard and print shipping labels with just a click, absolute lifesavers. Plus, the discounts we get on shipping costs are incredible. Honestly, it feels like we're saving thousands. And as our show and merch sales have grown, ShipStation's robust automation and reporting features have helped us keep up without missing a beat. For those of you who get overwhelmed by order volumes, ShipStation's easy-to-use dashboard is a dream come true. You can import orders from any sales channel, apply shipping preferences automatically, and handle customer service issues right there. Not to mention the savings with up to 89% off carrier rates like UPS, DHL Express, and USPS. It's no wonder over 130,000 companies stick with ShipStation long term. So, are you ready to turn your shipping challenges into growth opportunities? Head over to ShipStation.com and use promo code EARN for a free 60-day trial. Again, that's ShipStation.com, promo code EARN. Start streamlining your shipping and scaling your business today. Earners, what's up? Y'all know I'm big on doing your research, sharing your research, and giving credit to where you found the research. But I always get asked the same question. Where do I start with the research? And the answer is easy. It's our sponsor, Yahoo Finance. Whether I'm tracking the daily movement of my favorite companies, doing technical analysis with their easy-to-use charting platform, or checking balance sheets, Yahoo Finance makes something very complex simplified. For more than 25 years, Yahoo Finance has been the brand behind every great investor. Whether you're a seasoned investor or you're looking for extra guidance, Yahoo Finance gives you all the tools and data you need in one place. They're the number one finance destination, producing a holistic look at the financial news cycle, including breaking news, original editorial perspectives, analyst ratings, independent research, customizable charts, and so much more. You could actually securely link your brokerage accounts for a unified view of your wealth, including your 401k and other investments. A comprehensive perspective is what sets apart great investors. And it's how Yahoo Finance ensures you have the insight to look at your wealth in its entirety. With a community of over 90 million users each month, their real strength is helping you on your way to financial success. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor, yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, that's yahoofinance.com. You heard me, yahoofinance.com. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. I use it. You should go over there and start using it now.
Speaking about jokes, what are some takeaways from this Cat Williams interview?
I want y'all to lead with that. My biggest one. Okay, I'll say this. The manifestation parts I liked a lot, for sure. So when he said, "Yo, I'm one of the richest people on earth. Whatever I want, I can have it if I put my mind to," I think that was incredibly powerful. The parts that he talked about consistently getting better at his craft, I think the business lessons in a 100-city tour mm-hmm. that he finances, that's our model. Love that talk. We'll get to the spicy stuff later, but the business lessons I pulled out of it and how given he is. Helping comedians behind the scenes. Bootsy even said when he first got out of jail, Cat just gave him $15,000, invited him to a show. So the giving part was touching, and you know, some of the more sentimental parts about him coming from a broken home, and you can still see some of that pain there. Mm-hmm. I think that's why he has so many children now, and he's trying to make sure those kids don't go through the same troubles that he went through. It was a lot of salacious stuff in there, but those parts that I picked out that had the most impact on me. And also too, I put this on Twitter, but like certain people, when they just come on a platform, they just dominate out the gate. I think that's a skill set. Umar does it. Bajanisa has done it when she's been on the platform. Like, you ask Bajanisa one question, she'll answer 15 back to back. I think from a showmanship standpoint, there was a lot to learn. And also Shannon, and being a host and interviewer and broadcaster, giving his guest room to speak, I think was very powerful. So if we're going to start with the positive, those are the positives that I would have taken from the interview.
I will second that. I think the power of independence was big when he talked about funding his own tour. And taking the credit for that. You know, a lot of times people say that was great, that was great, who did this? And it's like, nah, that was me. I thought that was dope. I think him calling them out, the new age of comedians by name, was important.
That was fire.
He could have just said I liked everybody, but he called each one of them out independently. And he might have missed a few, but the fact that he named some tells me that he's a student of the craft still. I think he was a student of his time. And if you listen to that, he literally watched every episode of Club Shay Shay.
Did his homework.
Did his homework and came back and rebutted everything that someone had said throughout every episode. And, you know, there was a lot of truths, and some of them, maybe they were fabricated, but he studied before he got there. And a lot of times people don't do that. They come and they're like, all right, I'm just going to do this interview. I'm going to sit down and I don't have a message. And he did. He did. He seized his moment. And it, I mean, to call it viral would be an understatement. You're talking about 35 million views in less than a week.
That's crazy.
They were asking Unk, like, could that ever happen again? And he was like, I don't think something like that can ever happen again. I'd have to get Michael Jordan on here to tell me why he retired in 1993. It'd be the only way. And even then, I don't think it would catch people by surprise, because it just needs a level of controversy. But those things stuck out, and definitely the education piece. And shout out to Principal Ra. I know he clipped that piece up about, you know, teachers being underpaid and undervalued and have the most important job. I thought that was super important, super important. And you could tell he's a bright dude. You can tell he's a bright dude. And he had a lot to get off his chest, and he waited for this moment. He waited right to the end of the year, accepted the invite, and the rest is now history. 35 million views. That's incredible. Shout out to Unk, and shout out to Club Shay Shay. Shout out to him for creating a moment for us.
Rashad, what about you?
Yeah, you know, I think that Cat Williams is one of the greatest comedians. He's a very funny person, but...
And was signed to Dipset at one point.
For sure. That's a fact. But, you know, I just feel like... I'm going to take the contrarian view on this point. Mm-hmm. Like I said before, man, you know, you die a hero or live long enough to be a villain. I just don't like the narrative of, like, whenever somebody becomes successful, it's because they signed a deal with Illuminati or they sold their soul. And I don't agree with that. And, like, you know, I see a lot of things personally, and I know that people are smart. Like, I know Kevin Hart's a really smart person. I read his book, somebody that I actually studied, and I got a chance to see him speak. And he's an extremely intelligent person as far as his business acumen.
Kev Sharp.
So I don't know. I just don't feel like even, like, you know, truth telling has limits, because it's like, I think, like Charlamagne said, I spoke with him, but you calling somebody a plant, but who's the gardener, right? Like, you could call out a soldier, but even a top soldier is still a soldier. So until you actually start calling out names of generals and lieutenants, it's just infighting. It's not really going anywhere. The only person that really ever called out generals in a semi-cohesive state was Dame Dash. Kanye did it, but Kanye's not mentally stable. So, like, the only one that was, like, you know, like, kind of semi-stable that actually did it was Dame. That's something I really respect. Like, call out somebody that really has power. Harvey Weinstein's already done. That's an easy call out. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like if you're going to start calling people out, call people out that really have the power. He's saying, like, somebody wore a dress, but who made them wear a dress? Who financed the movie? Who's the person that's really behind? Who's, like, now we start to really see it. Like, just calling out people at the end of the day, like, they might have money, but they don't really have power. So how productive is it, really? It's a good entertainment. And, you know, it leads people get swayed easily. So like, oh, we're in the age of truth telling. How are we in the age of truth telling? The people in power are still in power and nobody knows who they are. So what truth are we telling? What exposure? Who's really getting exposed? You know what I'm saying? Like,
people
who
doing nasty work,
but who's really getting exposed? What I'm saying, it's not the age of exposure. It sounds good.
You don't think so?
It's just a catchy phrase. Nobody really getting exposed, because the people that really get exposed, you don't even know who they are. You never even heard of them before, and they'll never get exposed. So it's like, I don't know. I just feel
the Epstein list just came out.
And nobody said one thing about it. That's my problem. You know why nobody said nothing about the Epstein? Because the only person that they knew was Bill Clinton, as far as like a name. If it was Diddy on that list, it would be all over Shade Room. If it was Beyonce on that list, it would be all over every black media outlet possible. 250 people's names. These is powerful people. You don't know who these people are, so it's like, all right. We don't care. That's what I'm saying. It's fake. We can act like we in the age of exposure. They gave you 250 names of very extremely powerful and wealthy people, and nobody said one thing. Yeah.
I think the names that they gave, people already knew. Like Clinton was there, Trump was there, Prince Edward was there. But like you said, there's 247 people that are dignitaries that we didn't even think of. And it happened simultaneously. This interview happens, and now that becomes a thing that people talk about, especially in our community. That becomes a thing that we talk about, and whatever happened over there, all right, whatever.
People just want to be entertained. That's it. It's not about exposing. It's not about this. It's just about entertainment. If you can entertain people, you're gonna always have a career and something to talk about. So, you know, it's just fake. I feel like it's just fake outrage. Nobody really care about exposing. Nobody. It's not real to me. I don't really think it's real until I start to see real power being attacked. I don't really look at it as real. I just look at it as entertainment.
Can you define real power?
Like I said, people that's really in position. If you want to talk about Hollywood, who's really behind Hollywood? Who's really in control of films? Who's really moving the finances? That's people that's in power. If you want to talk about business, who's really running hedge funds? Who's really behind Wall Street? If you want to talk about politics, who's really running financial campaigns to get people elected? That's what I'm saying. Like, this is, other than that, it sounds good. It's a slogan. That's all it is, like a bumper sticker.
Fair. Well, I mean, we're only in January. I think more to come. I think once they put this... It's gonna be a lot more heat on this.
And Kanye speak, but Kanye not mentally stable. So Kanye will say something, and then he'll come back and apologize. Then he'll put his wife naked. And I love Kanye. I'm one of the biggest Kanye fans ever in history of life. But I mean, bro can't really be taken seriously right now. He's not somebody that can actually. So when he say something, it don't really even matter because he gonna apologize. you can't expose something and then apologize.
No, the walking naked and barefoot as well.
Nah, you always apologizing. Yeah, like, well, my whole thing is like,
that's what happens when you get death threats, though. You gotta apologize.
But don't say something if you're gonna apologize.
Or be concise.
There's a lot of people who do that.
But he could be concise in the thought. Sometimes it's not, right? Like, he'll apologize and then he'll do the listening for the album in Vegas and he'll have the same thought. It's like, well, what? This don't even make sense. Or why are you apologizing right before the rollout of a shoe?
Right? So like, is it really an apology, or is it to sell your album?
Or was it part of sell your shoes?
Sell your socks. Like I said, shout out to Ye, but come on, I think, you know, come like,
yeah, shout out to you.
But did Cat tell a lie, though, other than the 440 and the 3,000 pages?
I don't really know what's a lie or not, but I'm not in that inner circle.
Yeah.
But I just feel like when you just say, like, all right, Ludacris got the role because he's an Illuminati. I mean, what is Illuminati? I've never seen Illuminati. I haven't seen this yet. But I don't know. I just find it hard to believe.
You didn't get the email?
That's what I'm about to say.
It might be my junk.
I got the email. I didn't get the Lake Como email, but I got the Illuminati email.
It might be in my junk. In my junk.
Or yeah, it's spam. Gotcha.
But
perhaps.
And even like, you know, you calling somebody's wife ugly. I don't really rock with that. Ludacris' wife is not ugly, though.
But you don't even do that.
I just don't see the benefit in doing that. I feel like he's hurt. And, you know, he probably has a lot of legitimate gripes with people. So I can't speak on that because he might have personal issues. But Steve Harvey, everybody know he had a man unit. That wasn't new information. That came out 10 years ago.
Yeah. And it's even instant. The attack on him is like he's a gatekeeper, but the young comedians that you named, he plays a major role in their success.
He didn't attack one gatekeeper. No, nobody.
No, I'm talking about he was saying gatekeeper, he was mentioning him in that sense. But then, I mean, shout out to 85 South, but to a man, they will tell you the role that he played in their career. So it just kind of, I don't know his truth because we're not from that circle, right? So I can't say what he's saying is a lie, but I know that the work that these guys put in, and I know some of the works that and the influence that he had on them. That part I do know.
But my last thing with Cat, like I said, I'm actually a Cat Williams fan, but I just feel like there's inconsistencies in it. Like he talked about, like he didn't want to wear a dress, and he talked about like a lot of black empowerment themes and stuff like that. But I'm like, your whole career was built on being a pimp. So it's like, which is better, wearing a dress or being a pimp? Like a pimp literally puts women on the track and they sell their bodies for money to men. There's nothing funny about being a pimp. Like there's no empowering thing about being a pimp. Like I said, I'm not knocking it, but it's like when you start knocking one person, you got to make sure, like, it's not like you played a Malcolm X your whole life and you trying to like uplift black people. Like you're literally, you played a pimp in Friday and you've played a series of pimps. So it's kind of like the pot calling the kettle black. Like, how is that empowering or how is that beneficial to society? Like, you want your daughter to be a prostitute? But like I said, I mean, you know, it don't even matter what it is, because it's like people are very emotional and they just say like, and I realize that people just hate people at the top. So it's like, yeah, they all gatekeepers, they all Illuminati, they all, well.
I mean, but I think the biggest point he was touching on was integrity. And I don't know which parts were true and the jokes stealing and all that, because there was some reports of him stealing jokes came out. But I think the biggest thing he was pushing on was people not being fair or trying to hold people back. And I know that's something I don't practice. I know some of y'all don't practice. Even like with Keys, like every time I would see Keys, I'd be like, yo, get on stage, kill everybody, including me. Don't hold back. But if everyone doesn't feel like that and people are doing sucker shit behind the scenes to keep people from being elevated, I can see why he would have. But I get your point about not mentioning the gatekeepers. But if we want to mention the gatekeepers, we can. We can do it.
My whole thing is this, man. If we're in the age of telling the truth, then just tell the truth. Tell the whole truth, not part of the truth. And don't just attack somebody that looks like you. Attack everybody. You gotta go full fledged. Like I said, that's why I respect Dame. Cause Dame don't care. Dame attack everybody. Say what you want about Dame. He's equal opportunity. He's equal opportunity attacker.
Yeah.
And he spoke at the highest level to the highest people. And he paid the consequences for it.
Absolutely. It's a lot that comes with that too. It's a lot that most people don't want to carry that burden.
Love.
Well.
Love. We're gonna leave with that.
We'll see what happens.
Okay, one last thing. What will you say to the naysayers that say they were caping just because we have a relationship with Steve? Because you know it's going to come out tomorrow.
I won't say anything. I won't say anything.
Good luck, love. Good luck.
Well,
I don't have to defend my opinion. It's just my opinion.
Yeah.
Good luck.
You don't have to agree with my opinion. I don't have to defend my opinion either.
I like this energy. I like this energy.
That's just a fact. It's just a fact.
Yeah.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.